It's Tuesday, February 12th, and we're coming off a big weekend of basketball in the state of Wisconsin. Marquette and Wisconsin in particular had two big games. Marquette won, Wisconsin lost. Which team has a better chance at making a Final Four run? To the Bucks, they head to the All-Star break later this week. The trade deadline has come and gone. What would you like to see as we finish up the season? And the AAF kicked off this weekend. Could Milwaukee support an AAF team? We'll discuss that and more coming up on Tapping the Keg podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at MitchRossMKE and at SnowTapWI. So without further ado, here's your host, Charlie Trichler.
Welcome back to the Podcast episode
324.
How's everybody doing? Mitch on the ones and twos. Charlie here with you. Another snowy Wisconsin day.
Yep. At least there isn't like a bitter cold coming that we know of.
And, yep, just snow. And first real introduction for our boy Nolan Murphy, who's back in the Milwaukee area dealing with snow. So
I've been known to complain about snow.
Yes.
And all that. And my complaint today is just like the way people talk about the snow. Like in terms of like there's a lot of it's just a very complex thought here, but
okay, sure. It's like we'll get deep early.
I mean I just hate when people are like when you're like, yeah. Supposed to snow tonight, just small talk stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard like 6 to 10, and it's like, where did you hear that? It's like 4 to 6. Like, where have you heard 6 to 10 inches? And people say that to each other, and then it just spreads, and it's like, way north we're supposed to get, like, in like the Dells, they're supposed to get like 6 to 10 inches, but yeah. I think in the Milwaukee area, you're probably going to get around 5 or 6.
People have, like, and also, too, like, you have these weird, whack-ass weather, like, who, like, do, like, Facebook things, and then they overboard it to get,
well,
like,
it,
clicks
yeah,
and
I
shares
think some
and
of,
shit like
you
that.
You have some of that. For the most part, I trust the weather people. I don't have
No, I'm saying, like, they're, like, not legit weather services.
Oh, yeah,
they're
probably.
They're kind of like your InfoWars of weather.
Yeah. So, you know, and like, I think the weather people, but I think that also the other thing, too, that I don't like about the weather people is that they're kind of, they like to be overly cautious because they don't want people to, you know, they don't want to be liable for anything. Probably that's part of it. But they, you know, so they move it up to the weather advisory to 6 p.m. tonight. And it's like, well, it's not supposed to snow, I thought.
Yeah,
everything I've seen is like 9 or 10.
It's coming. We're taping this Monday night.
It has started.
It started. I mean, but it's drivable. It's not like I'm
right.
I'm going to go grocery shop after this at the local Pick and Save. Not a sponsor. No. Can be, though. And so, yeah, I'll go
so
over
I just,
there.
I just,
but, yeah,
sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
No, I was actually going to start the show and ask you, like, what's your kind of, when a song gets in your head, how do you approach a song in your head? Do you like listen to it all the time? Like, do you go back to back to back or just you get it once, you kind of get that thrill of the song and then you're like, cool, I'm good with it.
Yeah, probably. Once.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't go back.
The reason I ask, like some people listen like to a song over and over and over
again.
I don't get that.
Is it Eddie Money or not?
No, it's not.
Okay. If it was, then maybe I might hammer it.
I just can't explain why I've enjoyed Ariana Grande's new album so much. Like, listen.
I can't either.
Listen. No, Mitch, it's good.
I'm sure
like,
it is.
Like, it is a good pop album. Like, I'm, like, separate what it is.
No,
it's a pop album.
I like
album.
Ariana Grande. I don't really have a problem. I just don't really like pop music, so it's kind of like.
Right.
For a pop album to be good, it's like, I really gotta.
It's really good. Like, I can't explain it. I was listening to be a dick because I, like, wrote an a witty Twitter comment, like, I'm just listening so I understand Instagram for 2 months, which is true. Because, like, fucking every IG model, every thought, like, all they're doing is posting Ariana Grande captions throughout the next few weeks. Like, she's the hottest in the game right now. Mm-hmm. And then I listen to it, and I'm like, oh, this thing's kind of fucking good. Oh, I can't kind of stop listening to this. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I've done that in my life where I've listened to albums thinking, like, you know, I'll be laughing listening to this.
Yeah.
Like, how bad is this stuff? And then, you good?
I think so. My mic just keeps moving
tighten
on me.
The top part.
The top?
There you go.
Yep.
Tighten that up. Righty tighty.
Yeah. I
there you go.
My
looks
coordination
good. There we go. Now we're
that
good.
That of a small child. You know that. as our boy Seth says, I have hammers for hands. So that's.
Yeah.
That's. I was not gifted with the coordination of the gods. That's why I'm sitting here in a podcast chair and not playing football.
That's right.
So, but anyways, that was a good way for us to transition out and into college basketball. And, you know, it's a fun time, really, to be a basketball fan in the state of Wisconsin. We've talked about that before with how the Bucks are playing. But also, Marquette and Wisconsin are playing very well. Wisconsin did lose last week. Marquette survived Villanova. They were up 15 in the second half. Kind of looked like they might cruise. And then Villanova did what Villanova does. I mean, they're a championship-level basketball team. Came all the way back, nearly beat Marquette. And the Golden Eagles held on. Now, I think there's like an overreaction in some of the like college basketball world where it's like, oh, they're relying on Marcus Howard too much, because Marcus Howard had 38 points, yeah, and like Sakar Adam had 18, and that was pretty much all the offense. They had 66 points.
So Sakar Adam can shoot now a little bit.
Yeah, Sakar Adams a lot like Jarrell McNeil. Like, maybe not as good as Jarrell McNeil, but if you knew Jarrell McNeil, for those who are unfamiliar or did not follow Marquette as closely back in the
going
day.
Going back 10 years.
Not 10 years, no. Like, 5 or 7.
Jarrell McNeil?
Yeah. Jarrell McNeil was in the early 2010s, bub. So anyways, he was a slasher first, and he could shoot the three a little bit. That's kind of what Sakar Anam is. He's a great defender. He's probably the best defender on Marquette's basketball team. So he usually takes the top guy. So sometimes he doesn't get buckets because he's exerting himself on defense and he's not necessarily really looking for a shot.
05 to 09.
Okay. The Housers were off quite a bit. So now everyone's like, well, they can't rely that much on Marcus Howard. It's like, no shit. But that really hasn't been a thing this year.
I mean, apparently it's not possible to just win games in various ways, right?
Right. You know? Heaven forbid, right?
And, you know, you get some of that with the Bucks too. But, I mean, yeah, no, Marcus Howard again stepping up. But, yeah, they've won games without where he was off or injured.
Yeah, he hurt his fucking back, and they won a road game.
That was the Georgetown game, right?
Yeah, against a decent Georgetown team that's flirting with the bubble. Like, it's not like they are the sisters of the poor or anything like that. Like, and so it really didn't make sense from the national perspective of saying that's what you should look at. And so – but then you have Wisconsin, who I think more people are talking about Brad Davidson right now. And is he dirty? Is he not? I talked about it yesterday on the Daily Tap. By the way, do you have a take on that? Do you think he's dirty?
Did he do something this weekend?
He had he had the foot thing against Minnesota on Wednesday. And then he hooked a guy. But that, like, has been a point of emphasis for college basketball is looking at hooks, because some guy for Purdue last year broke his arm on a hook. So they've tried to kind of limit that, take that out of college basketball. It's a good rule.
I think he's you know, somebody's got to take the role of Grayson Allen, right?
Oh yeah, and if he was, and that's a lot of people's points, is like if he was on like a Duke, he was on a blue blood, Kentucky, Indiana, somewhere like that, it would just be magnified.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's on Wisconsin, not a lot of people know him, or do they care?
I think he's kind of dirty. Yeah.
I think he gets way too wrapped up in the game.
Yeah, he might get excited,
point. That was my point yesterday, which I don't want to reiterate, but basically he just gets too ahead of himself. And so similar point with Marcus Howard, obviously Ethan Happ can't be the entire offense. Ethan Happ can only do so much. And we saw last year, and when the Badgers were very bad, it was only Ethan Happ still like was putting up all Big Ten numbers, and nobody else was.
And that's kind of the case this year. I mean, it's, you know, the supporting cast is a little bit better, but I think it's still extremely inconsistent.
Yeah, Nate Reavers isn't there yet. Like, I think Nate Reavers is going to be really good.
Reavers has had some good games.
I think Reavers is going to be really good, but he just isn't there yet on a night-to-night basis. You don't know what you're going to get. He's kind of a mixed bag.
I guess Davison's probably their second-best player.
Demetric Trice, I don't know. Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like Demetric Trice he gets his shots up, but
he's not very clutch.
No, he shoots at a low percentage. Like, he is a low percentage shooter, and you're right. They don't really have a bench guy. Khalil Ivers.
I'm not sure they have like a true point guard either.
No, they do not.
So that's gonna hurt in tournament time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, big time. The thing that could get them through and get them through, same with Marquette, but both are very good defensively. Like Wisconsin, that's what's really kept them in basketball games. That's won a couple games for them. Like, the whole reason that they were in that Michigan game on Saturday was their defense. I mean, Happ had to go out with the third foul. He got that like the 18-minute mark, and they were hanging in there for pretty much that entire second half. And they got a little close here and there, but Charles Matthews and John Teske a little too much. But still, that defense can carry them, and if they get the right draw for Wisconsin, more so than any, than almost any other team. Virginia might be in that category. Texas Tech, to the ultra defense, you have to get the right draw. If you deal with a team who's going to run and gun you, you run that risk of, if you, their style wins out, you are
you
so
run that
fucked.
Risk of losing to a 16 seed.
Yeah, exactly. You and that, I think that is a little unfair for Virginia because DeAndre Hunter got hurt and he was one of their best players, and I think Virginia's kind of got a bad rap for it. I'm not a big Virginia guy. I've said before, watching them is like watching old people fuck.
Yeah.
But they've been more enjoyable this year than they have been in the past. They're currently playing Carolina.
They didn't beat Duke, did they?
No, they didn't.
No,
they got swept.
Fairly close,
they got swept by Duke. And we'll obviously talk about teams come tournament time, but I'll say this about Virginia. You got to beat somebody worth, and they may beat Carolina tonight. We're taping it as they're headed down to the wire. But you got to beat somebody worth noting before I start giving you like more than a Sweet 16 berth.
Yeah.
Because you just have to. I like Virginia. I think Virginia has a very good team, but I've bet on them both to beat Duke the last two times. And it has, well, they covered the one barely on a just the last second shot, but they are not, they haven't beat Duke twice. And they looked overmatched in a way against Duke.
Virginia is not really that deep, though, are they either?
Nah, they're not.
So, I mean, what's that one dude's name? Guy?
Kyle Guy, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have some... You
they have Guy. I mean, yeah, Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, DeAndre Hunter, Jack Salt, the big guy in the middle.
Yeah.
They got bodies. They got good players, but...
Jack Salt, that's a great name.
Oh, yeah, for a big guy. He had
like the double arm sleeves too, right?
I think he? So. Does he have tats?
No, white sleeves.
Yeah.
Like shooter sleeves, whatever.
But he needs to have like the Brian Big Country Reeves haircut, like the flat top. Like we need some white guys.
White guy with a flat top.
We need some white guys to bring back flat tops. Could you imagine Brad Davidson with a flat top?
He almost, he could.
Buzz Cut Brad. I mean, One Shine Podcast, Nate gave him that nickname, which is a great college basketball pod. Even if you're not like a huge college basketball fan, they're perfect. Like they are just.
Flat Top Brad.
Flat Top Brad doesn't work as well as Buzz Cut Brad.
No.
But him with a flat top would be amazing. Ethan Happ, another one. Amazing. When does the flat top, probably never comes back for fashion, but. It would be great to get the flat top back in basketball.
Yeah, the white guys are a little slow to adjust to new fashions.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that you're right. That was an African American. Like most things, the African American. It was in black culture first, and then the white guys were like,
yep.
"Oh, we this is ours." And then once they had it, the black guys moved on to something else.
Like the I don't know. White guys kind of started the faux hawk, right?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I'll give him that. That was like, it was more European. It was it was the Cristiano Ronaldos of the world. Like
for
Ronaldo
sure.
had the. I think Ronaldo.
And then Bryce Harper perfected it.
Yeah, I think Ronaldo had the first faux hawk. But yeah, wow, this has gone on in a multiple. It's okay. It's what it's about. So what I wanted to dig into with the Final Four about who's more likely, I kind of took a look at just a couple brackets as well as bracket matrix. So if you don't. If you are interested ever, Bracket Matrix basically takes every bracket that's out there. They have brackets of 98 different brackets. And so Marquette is averaging a 3.6.
Virginia did beat Carolina, by the way.
Oh, that sucks. I had Carolina plus one. Okay. What was the final?
69-61.
Oh, wow. Did they hit that 69-61? Well, how many points is that?
Eight.
No, I mean total.
That's an even 130.
Fuck. All right. Sounds good. Lost two bets. Anyways, see, you can't tell me scores that while I'm bet on them. Now I'm throwing off. No. So what I was going to say was bracket matrix, 98 brackets. So they take a cumulative. Marquette is currently a 3.6.
Do they simulate them somehow?
They don't. No. They don't simulate them. They basically take
the average
score of all, and they
okay.
tell you which bracket
an aggregator
has, they tell you which bracket has this team where. They tell you the high, the low. The highest Marquette is 3. Nobody has Marquette as a 2 seed yet, which is fair. I think they'd have to probably sweep Villanova and keep winning for them to start getting consideration for a 2 seed.
I mean, yeah, if they won the Big East tourney, you would think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they won out.
Because they'd probably be.
If they won out, so we'll see about that and everything related. As for Wisconsin, they're ranking at a 4.15. So Wisconsin's at a pretty healthy rating. A lot of people are taking into the fact that they have a very healthy computer score. Like their net ranking, which is the new RPI, a lot of their KenPom rankings, they always do well with the computers because they play a very efficient brand of basketball, which is equally funny. And Marquette hasn't really got the same love in the computers. But it's funny because there's a Badger fan who runs a site called T-Rank, and it's good, and I'm not going to shit on him too much, but it's very convenient that his site has the Badgers as a 3 seed. Only place that has the Badgers as a 3 seed.
Yeah.
And and he has Marquette as a 5 seed. The only place that Marquette is a 5 seed.
I would literally flip that, and I would feel a lot better about, like, the Badgers, you said a 4.15 was their average?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, they're 20th in the country.
Do
they have any great win? I mean, Michigan's
their best win. They have the Oklahoma win's looking worse and worse. Oklahoma's been leaking oil of late.
Yeah.
And see, that's what's helped Marquette in the inverse. Kansas State got hot again. They're playing well. Louisville was way better than expected.
How's Buffalo doing?
Buffalo's top in the MAC. They've lost, I think, 2 games in the MAC. So they're still, if they win the MAC, that's still going to look.
So Buffalo could get like an 8 seed.
They're
or something.
A 7 seed right
Are
now.
They? Okay.
So Marquette, that's what's helping Marquette in the overall. And the NCAA released like the top 16 because heaven forbid they can't let college basketball have something and leave a little intrigue and mystery. But the Marquette was 12 before the Villanova game. Wisconsin was 16, and they released that when Michigan and Wisconsin were playing. So Wisconsin was right outside of that top 16 ranking.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at the brackets and you're kind of just observing where Marquette could be. Lenardi had Marquette as a 4 seed. This was before the Villanova game. He had them in Virginia's bracket, playing Texas Tech in the second round, and Kentucky is probably the toughest team in that bracket. That's a lovely draw for Marquette. If Marquette is anywhere involved with Virginia, I think that's a good look for Marquette.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kentucky's a tough team.
Oh, I love Kentucky. Kentucky's probably my favorite team right now.
Now,
if you were to tell me,
a lot of people are skeptical of, you know, their ability because they're always so young and so, you know, I don't want to say incoherent, but just the chemistry might not be the greatest with those guys because they're not. A lot of those are me guys.
They have probably, to me, this is the best Kentucky defense that I've seen in a long time. They play Tennessee.
Well, they're always super athletic.
They play Tennessee at home this Saturday night. Probably best game.
Rick Barnes.
You'll probably see that on the weekend watch list. Tennessee, Kentucky, this Saturday night is a awesome game, and I'll be very interested to see A, what the line looks like, but B, if Kentucky can come up on top.
Mm-hmm.
So Wisconsin in the ESPN has them as a 5, Virginia Tech in round 2, and they'd play in Tennessee's region. Again, you mentioned my boy Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes has been a classic choke, and it is going to make everyone nervous who knows.
I was going to say, I feel like you have definitely talked shit about Rick Barnes before.
Yes, I have, because Rick Barnes is a terrible NCAA coach. I mean,
yeah.
He had Kevin Durant, and he got to the second round of the NCAA tournament.
In that same year, Michael Beasley was at Kansas State, and they lost, first round?
Second round of Wisconsin.
Second round to Wisconsin.
So that is a decent draw for the Badgers. I mean, Virginia Tech, another team, is kind of leaking oil, and their best player is now out indefinitely with a foot injury. So, like, these things change, right?
Yeah.
But we're about a month out. It's worth a question.
A month from the tournament starting?
Yeah.
A couple of weeks until probably 2 weeks from the Big Ten tournament.
No, they're doing it the same. They're not doing it where they're in New York. That was just a one-time thing.
Oh.
They're back in Chicago.
They're still doing the funky schedule where they're playing Friday nights.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird that's Fox money.
Yeah,
it's for Fox. So, but they And they're at some point going to come to the Fiserv Forum. I don't know if we've talked about that. I've mentioned that to somebody.
They're going to play a home game there, you think?
No, I think they're going to do the Big Ten tournament at the Fiserv.
Oh, nice.
I think that's definitely coming
that
down the pipeline. I think that is in the works.
Now, would you go?
No. I don't give I don't give one fuck about Big Ten basketball. I really don't. I may go if, like, Michigan.
If you presented tickets.
If I was presented tickets and it wasn't the Badgers, if it was Michigan State and Michigan, or it was like Michigan and Ohio State had a really good team that year, or Indiana was really good, I'd go watch Big Ten basketball, but I will not probably go and watch Wisconsin play. Like, my boy Doze, bless his heart, his fiance and her parents have season tickets to Marquette, and he goes to the Marquette games and watches Marquette play. And
Just gets mad.
I don't know how he does it. Like, and I'm not like, I've become less of a Wisconsin hater because of this podcast and the blog. I have to write about Wisconsin. I have to be a little more fair and a little more lenient. But like I said on Daily Tap today, I was like, okay, non-podcast me about Brad Davidson, he's a fucking dickhead. That's what I said. But I said, but podcast me, and then I presented my whole other take. So it's like, I don't know if I could do that. Like, I don't know if I could just sit there and watch.
I'm surprised that, you know, such a big college basketball fan wouldn't just go and. But not to watch Wisconsin. Yeah, I kind of agree.
I feel like it's more of the fan base. It's more of the people you're with. And my problem with Wisconsin, I don't know. I don't want to get into this. I'm gonna punt this.
Okay.
Ask me after the show. I was about to go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, no,
but
we probably shouldn't go into that rabbit hole.
I will mention this. The one thing that scares me about Marquette's run to the Final Four, if they're gonna make a run to the Final Four. The thing that scares me is that I worry the NCAA is going to try to put him in Duke's bracket. Because of Wojo? Yes. The Wojo K,
yeah.
Just the idea.
Storylines.
Oh, my God. They love storylines.
They get that Sweet 16.
Right. And that would be the worst nightmare is if Marquette falls off a little bit, they're a four seed. They're going to put him with Duke. And that would just, it's either that.
So they can have the whole week to build up that storyline.
Yep. It's either that or Marquette going out west.
Do you think a lot of that actually, like, matters? I mean, that they want to look at if the opportunity should present itself, right, type of thing?
Oh, yeah. Like, to be honest, if there's an opportunity to put Kentucky and Wisconsin together, I think they do it. Or Villanova and Wisconsin. I mean, you know, Wisconsin's had some memorable moments with some major college basketball
teams. Or Duke
and
Wisconsin.
Or Duke and Wisconsin, for that matter. I mean, because the Badgers have had some success and they've got far, they have these little pseudo mini rivalries. I wouldn't say that they are legitimate in any nature.
Yeah.
But you bring up Kentucky or Duke, it's not really Villanova because they beat them, but you bring up Kentucky or Duke to a Wisconsin fan, it's a bad taste. It's a bad reaction. There is a visceral reaction. They're like, Justice Winslow touched that ball.
Yeah.
Like, that's their, or I forget what it, how there was a play that changed the game.
Yeah, and somebody was out of bounds.
I forget what the fuck it was. But
that Duke team was pretty loaded.
That Duke team was very good.
You had Towns there, right?
No, Towns was in Kentucky.
The year after? Oh, yeah, duh.
Jahlil Okafor. Jahlil Okafor, Justice Winslow.
Tyus Jones.
Tyus Jones was really good. Tyus Jones should have stayed another year.
Like Emile Jefferson, maybe?
Emile Jefferson might have been on that roster. Tyus Jones is in the Henry Allenson. Just should have probably stayed at college for a couple of years and just hung out. Poor Henry Allenson.
Well, no, Tyus Jones has been buried in Minnesota. I think he's...
So
I bet you he's a solid backup.
So if the Bucks were to sign him in the offseason, that'd actually probably be a sneaky little signing for the Bucks.
Yeah, I wouldn't like him to be the starter.
No,
yeah, I think he'd be okay. I feel
as a backup.
Just reading Timberwolves fans and stuff. He's behind Teague and Rose.
It's,
you know,
it's hard.
They hate Jeff Teague, but.
Oh, do they really?
Timberwolves fans, oh, God, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is it because he just shoots too much?
Yeah, I just think he's just not that good.
Do you think you would hate Jeff Teague, like, after you fawned over him, like, 3 years ago?
In 2013 when we signed him to the... Yeah, I wanted him so bad.
Yeah, you did.
But in fairness, he was also probably 26 years old at that time was coming off a... because Atlanta re-signed him, and then they got good.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. No, you were a big Teague guy.
Oh, it was a low-ball offer. It was wow, we're going to get Jeff Teague for, like, $8 million a year. Great.
They're like, not so fast, my friend.
Danny Ferry.
So let me ask you, now that we've broken, kind of set the scene for Marquette and Wisconsin, who do you think has a better chance of getting to the Final Four?
I think it's Marquette, for sure. I think the way they play and everything is just, they have more talent. There's just no doubt. I think, and that's so if I had to pick a team, it's going to be them. I just think that Wisconsin's kind of a one man team. Ethan Happ, I feel like at the tournament, some foul trouble, God forbid, they're in trouble. I just think, you know, I don't think, you know, Davison's only a sophomore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, Kobe King's only a freshman. I mean, just, I don't know.
Yeah, I
think Wisconsin, see, Happ is kind of stuck in no man's land. Like, right. He was, what, a sophomore last time they were
yeah,
in?
Yeah,
you know,
they might be a year early to really make some noise. I
feel like Marquette is kind of ready.
Yeah, exactly. And
much deeper team.
Yeah, and they're a team where if everyone comes back next year, they're going to be a top 10 team out the box. Like, mm-hmm. The hype would be crazy. I don't know. I don't know what Marcus Howard will do. I think it's his choice. He's like near the top of the all-time scorer lists in Marquette history already a junior.
I think in terms of coaching, it's kind of a wash.
Oh,
between the two teams.
Man, I don't know. I Wojo's gotten a lot better.
Sure.
Wojo's been a guy who he's become this monster at ATOs. ATO Wojo is a thing in Marquette Twitter. That he has just become this master at the ATOs. I know you criticized him for the one against St. John's, which was fair.
Well,
but,
yeah, no,
but
I mean,
that's
not totally his fault.
No,
but
I think Marcus Howard went hero ball. And yeah. that is a worry. If you want to say what is your one thing that would hold Marquette back, and you said Happ for foul trouble for Wisconsin. For Marquette, it's that Marcus Howard's shot doesn't go in and he starts chucking. Because
yeah.
He can do that. And it's hard to rein him in. And it's hard to, you know, be like, all right, dude, just pass the ball. Be a distributor a little bit.
He's got that Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, a little bit. I think Wojo is a little better than Guard. Greg Guard, I think, in late game
Badger
situations.
Badger fans were done with Greg Guard after like that Maryland loss.
Look, I was too.
And
then
they won six
in a
row.
Observer, and I think a lot of us, including myself, have to eat crow. I think Guard did a really good job of figuring out, okay, I need to play Kobe King more, a little bit more of Aleem Ford.
That's who I was thinking.
Little less of Khalil Iverson. And work my roster and get Nate Reavers some more opportunities for some open looks. And so he did rework his roster. I still think Greg Guard is not a good late game coach. I just think comes with experience. And that's Wojo's kind of developed a better late game scenarios, situations, because he's been through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just comes with time. And it takes a while to really develop that part of your coaching game.
Yeah. Yeah, I can think of the Florida Sweet 16 game for Wisconsin. I mean, a lot of heartbreak in that game. No question.
My God. Just, that was the Chris Chioza.
I don't know if that was necessarily an indictment on Guard, but there again, you know, couldn't come through, and that was like his first tournament, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So
yeah, so that's we'll see. It's gonna be real.
It's tough to say either team has been there, done that. I mean,
no, you're right. No, I mean, Marquette just needs to get a win. Kind of, Wojo needs at least one tournament win to just sort of get that monkey off his shoulder. And then you get another one, you get a Sweet 16 appearance, it looks better. Buzz Williams.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of teams, if you make it through the first weekend, it sort of starts over and it's a whole new, you know, especially the high seeded, which Marquette will probably be like a 3 seed.
Right. And
you know,
and
those guys, if they get through that first weekend. And just you restart.
Right, exactly. And it's not like they are kind of lessening talent. They're reloading. So we'll see. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll obviously check back in on this as we get closer to championship week. It's weird that tournament time's later this year. I feel like we should be like it's a week later
this
year.
Yeah, a few days later.
So.
Whatever. Somewhere in there.
Moving on to our Milwaukee Bucks. So the Bucks had a weird week. You know, they won some games
it was a good week.
Yeah, it was a fine week, and then they lose to the Magic in a 103-83 loss. They're only
scored
up
two less points the entire game than they scored two games earlier in the
right.
first half.
I know, it's crazy. They're only up one at halftime as we tape to the Chicago Bulls, which is a little something, but
well, it's a different Bulls team than we've seen the first two meetings. The Bulls always give the Bucks trouble.
Yeah, and the other thing,
and
too,
you're in Chicago.
The Bulls haven't actually really lost a lot of blowouts in the last few weeks. The Bulls have kept things close. They're competitively losing right now.
Yeah,
and
which is ideal.
Actually, absolutely. If you're a Bulls fan, you're thrilled. You're tickled pink.
Yeah.
But We'll see what happens.
But
that
I mean,
second.
You know, they have Chris Dunn, Lauri Markkanen, which they hadn't had in the first two meetings. I don't think either of those guys played the first two meetings. They've got like Wayne Selden, who can't make a shot, but he's a decent player.
Otto Porter, who's a perpetual box killer.
Luau Cabarro is always wide open, never misses.
Yeah, TLC.
So, yeah.
I like that pronunciation. I would not have tried that. I just went TLC on that.
Timotei Luau Cabarro.
Timotei Liao. No, can't do it.
Luau is tough
Liao,
to say.
No, I can't. It doesn't work with my... It doesn't work with my dialect. Okay. My Milwaukeean of me. But, you know...
If that's German, that rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
It does.
Whatever.
Nowitzki.
Just go fuck yourself. So, the Bucks are going to be at the All-Star break. Obviously, they're kind of hoping these legs... They just got to power through, man. They've played four in their last six. They are, I think, as tired as it can get right now. I think part of that Orlando loss was due to just dead legs. And it's definitely a scary time to be like, they've not had two straight days of freedom in forever.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It was an off night. I mean, at some point, they're killing teams so badly. And like they're plus minus
margin
of victory is so high. I mean, at some point, things are going to have to even out. And you might see that a little bit this week. And possibly, you know, the next couple of weeks. Who knows?
And they have a big matchup with Indiana on Wednesday to end the break. Indiana has figured out how to play without Victor Oladipo. They've won six or five straight. They're going for six tonight against Charlotte. And we'll see if they can get that. They're up 97-87 with a minute left to go in the game. So,
I think you just sit Mirotić. Probably till the All-Star break.
Right, yeah.
I don't think there's much point in bringing him back for one game.
Yeah, I think...
And risking anything.
Yeah, and I think it too, like, you have now some practice time to really figure out how you're gonna use him. Right. You'll have, after Bud and Giannis and Chris get back from the All-Star game, you'll have a few days of practice before you have a big showdown with the Celtics on Thursday, TNT at the Fiserv. I mean, big-ass crowd. It'll be rocking. Maybe Travis Scott's there day before the Travis Scott concert.
Yeah, true.
I feel like that's just an easy
time. Maybe get a halftime show?
I don't think so. But I do worry that our Bucks will be hungover for the Timberwolves game the next night because they're going to be at the concert.
Yeah, that could be.
That's a definite concern.
They're all going to be there.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, come on. Travis Scott's the hottest guy in the game right now.
For sure.
How can you not be? But anyways... The fact is like, yeah, they just make it through this. And I guess to the podcast question of what do you want to see in the second half? And I think for me, it's just let's get Nico in the good spots. Let's get him rolling.
Yeah.
And let's see what they can do to kind of make Chris more of an effective player night in, night out. I know that's been a bugaboo for you. But I agree with you in the sense that...
Well, he can't do much other than shoot. So it's like... You know, he can sometimes go to the basket, but he's just not very athletic. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Mid-range game is obviously his strength. So, but that's not necessarily a fit for Bud's system.
Right. And I'm starting to wonder if that's fucking him up a little bit. And I'm starting to wonder if just the lack of minutes, like I was looking at his splits because we were in a chat on Sunday and you were complaining about Middleton, which is fine. He had a really rough game on Saturday. And so I looked and like...
I don't complain, I point things out.
No, you're complaining. It's okay to complain, Mitch. I'm not giving you a hard time for complaining. I'm just saying.
I honestly can't think of what I said, though. So.
No, but you're bitching. It's fine. We bitch. That's what we do in group chats.
That's what I do.
No, we both do it. We all do it. We all complain. That's what group chats are for. Group chats, I think, were developed for people just to vent to their fucking friends.
Yeah.
And not their significant others.
Hell yeah.
Because you don't want to tell your significant other or those who don't have one... That, like, you want to be able to just get shit off your chest. Like, the lady who stole a Sprite from you today.
She didn't steal one from me. She asked me for a dollar to pay for it.
That's amazing. That is such
I'm literally walking out the door.
That's such a great hustle.
She turns around. She has a Sprite in her hand. She just grabbed it from the cooler. And she goes, sir, do you have a dollar? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I had about three, and she probably just watched me check out at the self-checkouts. I'm like, yeah, here, hang on. She's like, thank you. And I'm like, I just walked away.
She hustled you so fucking bad.
I should have said, are you fucking kidding me? That's what I should have said. Walked out.
Oh, man. So,
like, if you can't afford a fucking Sprite, don't buy it.
Yeah. I mean, no.
It was like 9 in the morning, too.
My favorite thing ever, though, was was a homeless guy on Brady asking me for, like, $4 to get home on the bus. Uh-huh. And he had a full, like, 40 can of Beast Ice in his hand.
Nice.
It's like, dude, I kind of know what you're doing with that $4. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what time it was. It might have been too late to buy beer. But still, I was like, you're not helping yourself. And it was open. Like, it wasn't like a bag where I couldn't see it. It was, I could see that it was a Beast Ice.
Well, and this person looked honestly perfectly capable of finding it, coming up with a dollar. It just seemed like, I don't know.
What?
It's one of those where it's like for me, it'd be like, I don't like carrying change, really.
Okay, so
it's like instead of paying with a card, it's like I maybe just ask someone for a dollar.
So to continue this story, not that I want to dovetail too far, but was she older? Was she younger?
Mid-30s? I don't know.
Maybe she, you know, had a night last night and
I don't know.
Left her wallet at some guy's house and was like, fuck.
But there was literally no explanation, no rhyme or reason. Just, hey, do you have a dollar? Sure. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
I mean, that area of town, there's a lot of apartments. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. You know?
I don't know.
But anyways, I don't even know where we were. We're Bucks improvements. I mean,
Chris Middleton. Chris I was complaining Middleton. About Chris
yeah,
Middleton.
Yeah, complaining about Chris Middleton. That's right. It's group chats. So, you know, the thing is, I just wonder. So I was looking back at his stats. It's like he was playing 38 to 40 minutes a game and averaging that every night. And now
with Jason Kidd?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now he's at down to like 31 to 33 a night. That's 5 to 7 minutes a night. And if you just extrapolate that,
yeah,
that kind of can fuck you up, right? Am I reaching? Is that is this a straw
bit.
Man? That's fine.
I don't know. I don't know. He's still getting a good amount of shots. You know, it's not like, I mean, I know Giannis has taken the most of the shots as he should, and you know, but there's been way too many like 6 for 19s,
yeah,
4 for 18s,
he's 2 for 7 tonight. I mean,
he's just awful.
Now, are you also here for the Eric Bledsoe? Do you think Eric Bledsoe will carry over the fact that he was mad he got All-Star snubbed to the second half?
No.
He's
a good player.
But he
I don't have a problem with him.
But he clearly was sending messages against
Brooklyn for sure.
Brooklyn for sure. Washington also. Bradley Beal, like, he definitely was like, look, I should be in this game. Probably not. I mean, he's going to cool down.
But it'll probably happen against Charlotte, maybe with Kemba playing and all that. So I
perhaps
mean, other guards that you know he might want to show, and he'd be the type of guy to do that too.
Oh yeah, that's definitely an Eric Bledsoe thing. Who do you think minutes wise will suffer the most from the Nico addition when you know Nico's there? And is it DJ Wilson? Is it Sterling Brown? Is it probably
Ersan?
Is it Ersan? Yeah, I think we all hope it's Ersan. Right?
I think Bud has. Not the utmost faith in like Sterling Brown and DJ Wilson, but I think he has a lot of faith in them.
No, I think
I think DJ Wilson's your backup five right now, unless they find somebody on the scrap heap.
Well, the other part of that is DJ Wilson and Giannis have been
good together.
And it's Giannis at the five and DJ at the four. And it's really hard to replace that and to say, okay, we're going to get rid of this.
Yeah.
So I think they'll play a lot of different lineups. I think you're going to get some wacky lineups. You may not see it against the Celtics. They may go with a pretty
you'll probably
against
see
some of the lesser teams. You'll see some experimenting.
You'll see lineups with Giannis at the 3 and some of them with him at the 5.
Yeah, oh for sure.
On top of the regular, you know, the majority 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You're going to get a jumbo lineup at some point with Mirotić, Lopez and Giannis.
Right.
I feel like they did that earlier in the season and it worked with Ersan and Brooke.
I think Bud's like going to be a mad scientist and just really sort of play. I think that's the thing to look forward to in the second half. You're like, what's that one thing that you're looking forward to or get excited about? That's what should get you excited about.
Well, and the Wally Waukesha on me says don't fuck up the 1 seed though in the process.
Well, right. But I think you can be careful about it. I do think that they have to figure out when they're blowing teams out, why do they keep lapsing in the late third quarter of game of so that's happened against Washington twice, happened against Dallas. So this has happened now 3 times. Is it just
Dallas shot the fucking lights out.
Right. Right, but
they took like 53 threes and made 22.
Right, so that's part of the reason. But like You know what I mean? Like, and that is a I wouldn't say that's a Wally Walk shot. That's like a Tommy Tosa. You know, it's like it's
Thon's gone, so you can't blame him anymore.
No, it's not even a blame thing. I think you just get it's human nature when you look at a scoreboard and you're up 23 and you're like, kind of relax.
Yeah, and the NBA is a game of runs.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
It is. And basketball in general is a game of runs, and you know. They are professional basketball players. They can get hot.
I mean, look at this weekend.
The Wizards would not go away, though. You're right about that.
Look at this weekend. The Thunder came back from down 26. The Clippers came back down 28. Both were on the road. Now, if the Bucks lost either a 26 or 28-point lead, I'd be fucking livid. Mm-hmm. Like, I think people made way too – and look, I'm all the way here for some Celtics strife. Like, I'm all in on some Celtics strife.
Yeah, for sure.
That said – Marcus Morris has every fucking right to be pissed. Every fucking right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
you
stick a hot mic in his face after a tough game like that. I mean, you're definitely going to get some good sound bites.
Right.
And they had lost them the night before on the buzzer beater.
Right.
Which I forgot about.
Yes. Hate to see it.
Yeah, absolutely hate to see it.
Celtic strife, man.
Meanwhile, America's team, the Sixers, are...
Don't even get me started on those motherfuckers. Talk to me when Philly can actually win on the fucking road, okay?
Yeah, right.
Philly's 13-14 on the goddamn road.
Right.
Tell me when.
And then incidentally, as I pointed out in the postgame show on Saturday, when I was throwing my nightly Sixers shade on that program.
Sure.
I was like, Denver is terrible on the road, by the way.
Yeah. Denver's
really fucking good at home.
Denver is basically West Coast Philly.
Right.
Like they
are correct.
They are literally the exact
which
same.
Which is why the Eastern
they
Conference
are the Spider-Man meme.
Which is why the Eastern Conference is in fact better than the Western Conference, because the top five in the Eastern Conference are better than probably anyone outside the Warriors.
I mean, look, Miami brought the Warriors to the final whistle last night. The fact that the Heat were a 14-point underdog was an absolute joke.
Yeah.
It was one of the bigger, like...
Well, the Heat are a muck-it-up type team.
Exactly.
They should never be a dog more than double digits.
No. That is, to me, almost an auto bet, unless multiple guys are hurt. I'm like, no way do they lose by 14 fucking... or 15 points to the...
They lost by two, right?
They lost by two, yeah. And they were leading most of that game. They got out to a hot start. So, yeah, all sorts of shit.
I think we got to move on.
We do have to move on. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with the Bucks against Chicago.
Just get Mirotić healthy.
Chicago and Indy, and we'll head to the All-Star break. I'm sure All-Star weekend will have some fun with the Bucks. As LeBron says, it's not tampering if you.
All bets are off on All-Star weekend.
Right.
Very good point.
Mark Lazary should have waited a week.
Incidentally, one more thing NBA wise.
Sure.
Kevin Durant apparently opened. Personal businesses in New York, office space or something,
boardroom. I guess I don't know. I'm so over Kevin Durant. I really am. Like I just want to watch, and I think some other people have said this, but like I just want to watch Kevin Durant play basketball.
Right.
Like I'm kind of like, and I
feel like it was quiet for a while, and all of a sudden it just blew up again the last couple days.
He gets mad at Ethan Strauss, and like I'm not one to usually defend Big J's because. Personally, I think a lot of them think their shit doesn't stink.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, you don't talk to me, man. Guess what, Kevin? As a journalist, when you do this, I don't fucking need to talk to you every goddamn day. I don't need to check in with you like, hey, Kev, how's the weather? Oh, man, crazy, crazy fucking real estate prices in San Francisco.
Right.
Go fuck yourself, dude.
Then he said something like, who are you? I don't need to talk to you
Who are you? Classic. That's a Charlie Trish line.
That is a Charlie Trish. Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
It's a deep inside joke for like four or five people will understand.
Again,
that.
he's ultra sensitive and famous. So it's really tough. He's the A-Rod of basketball.
No, that was a perfect comparison. You made that I don't know when you made that. Was that Twitter or did you say
that? I think
that
was a Twitter. That was a Twitter.
Yeah, even though that "Who are you?" is a deep inside joke,
I had a take. It's a Twitter.
Our boy Cap's a loyal listener, so I'm sure he'll appreciate that. I'm sure I'll get a Snapchat.
The last remaining member of the Thon fan club.
Hey, Thon did a lot.
He did.
Did a lot in the community.
Nobody.
So.
I will love Thon forever.
Yeah, he was a good community.
I mean, you know,
he had some nice blocks tonight against the Wizards.
I saw he knocked a tooth out. I got a tooth knocked out.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Just a baby tooth.
Yeah, do you think Thon puts that under his pillow? Tooth fairy comes, gets it.
Well, he's apparently that young, probably. Yeah. So.
Oh, boy. All right. So moving on to even somehow a more ridiculous topic. So the AAF.
The Alliance of American Football.
They want you to call it the Alliance, apparently. That's what they would prefer. It's the new cat's pajamas. I saw a guy in the big lead said,
yeah.
You want to know why we're talking about the Alliance? It was our top two clicks of the week. So I was like, fuck, I should have had some Alliance content out there.
Yep.
But
it got running local airwaves, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. People were like, what are your thoughts on this? And I think it's a lot of people.
I think it's just initial excitement right now.
Exactly.
It's something different. But soon they will realize it's just minor league football. These guys stink.
Yeah.
Aaron Murray is a fucking quarterback.
Right. As
guys who couldn't even be a practice squatter in the NFL.
As friend of the program who doesn't know he's a friend of the program, Daniel Katz said, it's like the XFL. A lot of these people who are like getting all excited didn't go through the XFL era. I watched the first week of the XFL. I think actually that was the weekend I broke my fibula. But
you?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
That's a story for another podcast. But I remember just how excited I was, but I also loved.
There was so much hype.
I fucking loved WWE.
I would say, right, and I would say the difference between the two is that the AAF has kind of presented itself as what it is, right?
Yeah.
They haven't been.
They want to be a developmental league.
Right.
They want to get these guys to play in the NFL.
I think that'd be great. That would be great. I think if they have the NFL's blessing, now the NFL will fuck it up too, you know, with their rules and all that. But they have things that I think people want to see in the NFL, which helps their case. But again, you know, the XFL was an overhype machine, and, you know, they marketed it as literally NFL Blitz.
Right, and now the XFL is coming back, and it's going to be minor league football. But I think what the big domino that we're waiting to see happen, more so the XFL than I think the Alliance wants to work with the NFL. The XFL is like double middle fingers. Mm-hmm. We don't want to work with you.
Yeah.
So if the XFL is able to poach a college freshman or a college sophomore, they even said high school seniors, which I was like, that's fucking crazy.
Like Fields or somebody?
Justin Fields, yeah. Who just transferred from Georgia
Ohio State. Got a waiver to play next year.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on in college football.
Yeah, there is.
People are like, there's a legitimate.
I heard that and I'm like, huh, must be nice.
Adam Rittenberg wrote a thing on ESPN, which I didn't read, but. About how are we in the era of free agency in college football?
Oh yeah, I think we are.
Maybe we should start
the transfer portal.
Maybe
you should
just start paying players.
Isn't like, transfer portal like the a buzzword right
yes,
now?
Yes, it very much is a buzzword.
I don't even know what it means. It just means they enter that's free agency.
Exactly. Sounds
the free
like,
agent pool.
Yeah,
the transfer portal.
They go into the portal, man. So anyways, but to your point,
you're on waivers.
You're absolutely right. And so I think the first like domino where something major could happen is
I'm guessing the ratings will drop probably by some percentage.
Yeah. And people were like, oh, they outdrew like Thunder Rockets. I literally talked to you last week about how I'm so sick of the Thunder being on television and people don't really watch James Harden.
People are sick of James Harden.
Right. If LeBron's playing on Saturday night against, say,
Lakers,
the Celtics.
Warriors.
Yeah, if it's Lakers-Warriors, if it was last week, which LeBron didn't play, but regardless, if it's Lakers-Warriors, are they really outdrawing Lakers-Warriors? Are they really outdrawing Celtics-Warriors? Those are the last two Saturday night games before Thunder-Rockets. Like, are they outdrawing a Philly Celtics game? Like, I just don't think so.
No, I don't know.
Just think it was a perfect storm.
Yeah.
And people still were missing football. They wanted that high.
Yeah.
And now they saw it. And so.
Well, and that's my other thing with the AAF, too, is like, just can we fucking be done with football for a while?
No, man.
Like,
so then I asked you the question, do you think Milwaukee/Wisconsin could support an AAF team? And I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I mean, where would they play, first of all? It's
so
cold.
So my thought was you'd have
Miller Park?
You'd have to say Miller Park. So here's I thought about this. I would call it the Wisconsin Wildcats. I've always thought that there should be a team named the Wildcats in Wisconsin. Thought that for years. Huh. You're looking at me like I have five heads. It's okay.
Well,
can I cook?
You know they'd rebrand.
Can I cook?
It would be the Milwaukee Mustangs. You know that, right?
Oh, the Milwaukee.
The old Arena Football League team.
People forget that we had an Arena Football team.
The other one was the Milwaukee Iron, I think.
Oh,
was,
yeah.
Like,
that was,
AFL
that was bad. That was bad. We don't talk about the Milwaukee Iron. We just talk about the Mustangs. The Mustangs had some filthy jerseys.
Did they? Weren't they good, too? Like, they were, you know, basically like the Wave, the championship team that no one ever talks about?
Nah, I don't know if they were that good. Somebody tell us. But yeah, but so I would call them the Wisconsin Wildcats. I would play half my season at Miller Park. You'd have to change how Miller Park does their things. And then I'd move the second half of the season to Camp Randall.
Ooh.
So then they'd move to Madison. So they'd almost
start to get warmer.
Start to get warmer. A little bit of a traveling team. You have the turf there. But at the end of the day, I don't think Wisconsin could support it because right now.
Too cheap.
Well, A, they're too cheap. But B, there's so much good stuff to go to. Their Bucks tickets are really expensive, and the Bucks are everyone's going to care more about the Bucks than football. Marquette's really good. Wisconsin's really good. Nobody even cares about the Admirals right now. There is a very small percentage of people who are like, I can't remember the last time I heard about the Admirals.
Yeah, I happened to catch a part of an intro to a game, and I think they're doing pretty well actually this year.
Well, right. I mean, there's still a niche of Admirals fans, but like. How about the whole, oh, Milwaukee should have a hockey team? That is a done conversation. Nobody's talking about that anymore.
Yeah.
Because the Bucks are too good.
Right.
The Brewers are too good.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, you know, you just, there's, as you laid it out, and then you have getting the Brewers season right away at the end of March. There's just no, yeah, I mean, there's too much. It's too much.
Right, exactly. So we are officially on the no side of it because, you know, that's just how we are sometimes. So.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that league will last. It might do a season or two, but
we'll see.
But I mean, they have probably a better TV contract than any other league.
They have a good TV contract. They have a hell of a backing. They have.
I mean, if they
want
to throw Saturday nights, you know, and I saw people like, why don't they do Thursday nights? And it's like that's probably much more expensive.
Yeah, and why compete with fucking good NBA games again?
Right.
And why compete with like all the different TV shows? No, do Saturday. Saturday and Sunday is fine. Give us another option.
Right.
So, anyways, that'll do it. We will be back next week. We are officially in the doldrum season. We'll talk baseball next week, actually. The Brewers might be making moves. Who knows? Apparently, that's inevitable that they're going to bring back Mike Moustakas. That was the rumor. So, we'll see if that happens. There's still those Dallas Keuchel rumors out there. We'll start kind of getting a feel for what baseball. We haven't even touched on that whole free agency thing. Christian Yelich came out today and talked about that. Probably find that on SoTapWI. All right. For Mitch, I'm Charlie. Take care of yourselves. Have a good week. Enjoy the All-Star festivities.
See ya.
Bye.